It is. That's a toughie.
Yeah.
But I loved it.
So, well, and I don't doubt it, but it's hard if you've never seen a show to be like, ooh, do I have time for 9 seasons?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a right. That's a daunting commitment.
In your world.
Right.
Right. That's, I mean.
I'm like, I might finish it by the time Mason's in 7th grade.
Empty nesters. We're looking for stuff to do.
Right.
From 5 to 10 p.m.
I'll get back around to it.
You can get a few shows in.
It'll be interesting to see what I'm watching when I have more time. Like, am I going to backtrack that much, or what will content be like then?
That is the truth. That's the beauty of it. They're going to be streaming it. It might have gone down a couple notches.
Right.
It'll be on, like, Tubi or something like that by that point. But
they'll, like, reconsolidate.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched Tubi. I've seen stuff on there.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff. There is a lot of stuff. They keep putting it out.
Famous old stuff.
You get a little sample of something that you haven't seen for a long time, and then you want to start watching it again.
See, that's also a pitfall that I have that I'm not even going to apologize for, but when I do have time, sometimes you do want to see something that you've already seen. Like, just because you know you're going to enjoy it, or you know how it's going to affect you, like that it's going to be quality or whatever the case may be.
How many seasons of The Family Guy have you missed?
Oh, quite a few, right? They're up to... 20-something.
But, you know, all it takes is one episode that gets, like, a little bit of publicity, and then you'll watch that, and then you're going
to
go, oh, I got to rewatch.
I would watch more of that show if it wasn't so hard to see. It is not available. Like...
Really?
Not as much. I mean...
Yeah, they're a little exclusive.
They're a little bit exclusive. Yeah, I can find out where they're available, but it's not like they're on... I mean, they were on Netflix for a while.
I mean, Fox at Sunday at 8 o'clock, it's not just on?
Oh, of course. But no, I'm saying like all of the previous seasons.
Oh, okay.
You can't just pull up seasons 1 through 18 and have free access.
Someone's going to buy that eventually.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. But you're right, though, about stuff that has come and gone and has reappeared, just like Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Terry Crews on there. I mean, that just came on Netflix, and yes, they are... somehow getting into my head and programming me to like want to watch it, but it's really
that algorithm.
Good. Yeah, somehow
it's a 92% match. So
it's like, okay, yes, I'll watch it.
How about last night? I watch Saturday Night Live. I haven't watched it for.
It's been a long time, huh?
10, 15 years.
I was gonna say that makes me think of like live television again.
Yeah.
I tuned in for SNL,
right,
for sure.
I did, too.
Watching it probably before you were born, 1975.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, right. Jane
for
Curtin.
Sure.
Right.
But, so I'm watching it because Sydney Sweeney is on.
Right.
And...
yeah, whoever is, guest hosting is...
So she was hilarious.
A lot of motivation.
But the thing is, all the other people, I had no idea who they were.
Mm.
But, so they were all fresh.
Okay.
But great.
Good.
Great.
Yeah. I feel like you can count on SNL as a, I don't know what you want to call it, a franchise, an empire. Like, it's going to be quality.
It's quite the, I don't know what you'd call it, an empire.
They have a high bar for writing.
It's been around since 70-something. I wonder how many seasons there has been of that.
Since 45? Well, like
what is that?
You know,
do the math.
So now Sidney Sweeney, but I think back to 75 and all my buddies, you know, were smoking. This is the 70s, and we're watching this new show, Saturday Night Live, and it's cutting edge.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Raquel Welch.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh,
is on.
Yes.
She's the main star.
Okay.
And there's a scene where she's like sitting there, and then somebody comes around a post and grabs her boob. At like Chevy Chase, and we go, oh my God, her boob just got grabbed on TV.
It's been cutting edge, right.
Yeah, and I still remember that
to today.
This day, yeah.
49 seasons.
Oh my God.
That's impressive.
964 episodes.
Well, there you go.
Do you think a streaming service has that?
When were you born?
I bet you can.
Yeah.
So 10 years before you're born.
Get the box set.
Bet you can watch it on Paramount. Or, Peacock.
Well, and there's like numerous skits and characters that I still look up and rewatch, YouTube content of SNL skits for sure.
Yeah.
I read an article that Lauren Michaels is trying to get Tina Fey to take over.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Which, like that. Could make sense. She's probably like, do I want that Josh. Mantle? Yeah.
How old is Lauren Michael? I mean, my God.
That has to be nearing a...
I'm sure his 401k is probably pretty good.
Right. Well, you get to a point where you probably want to step back.
He was born in 1944. So what does that make him?
80.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah. That's one of those shows, though. I mean, they were, you know, it goes up and down. You know, you'll have...
It had its peaks.
Yeah, right. There's points where...
With ensembles. That's the thing there.
It's always an ensemble. And then sometimes they get a period where there's three or four really, really great people that are go on to do movies and things like that. Other times there's maybe one and the rest of them are kind of filler people. Mm-hmm. I mean, we all know the people that have done.
I know, right? I mean, like Steve Martin. I mean, and then like another, you keep clicking up. There's Eddie Murphy. Like Dan Aykroyd. Like there's all
Mike
these.
Mike Myers.
The problem is
Mike Myers.
It's so good at times. And then...
Yes.
When it levels down, then you're like, there's no one good on the show anymore.
Yeah.
And then you go, but like Paul Rudd was on there, right?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Was he a regular cast member?
Was he?
I thought so.
I don't know.
Yeah. But I mean, you see those people making movies and you go, you're not that funny. And yet they're on.
Well,
I think that's the most popular guy on there right now.
That's the guy I'm talking about.
Kenan Thompson.
He's been on it for a long time at this point, I feel like.
That's the guy I'm talking about.
Well, he was funny as hell.
Yeah, his tenure is long, which I can totally appreciate because he is very good.
He was doing stuff. He was doing Good Burger back in 97. And now, I don't know when he started doing...
Oh my gosh, he's like not aged.
70. He started Saturday Night Live in 2003. Three.
That sounds about right.
So,
yeah,
I bet
he's been
good,
doing it for 20 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's been there a long time.
Seems like just
do you think he has a good nest egg built up yet?
Wow. Yeah.
I like that kid. He's good.
Yep. Definitely.
Shows. There's a lot of shows.
And let's start the show. How about that?
There's a lot of shows.
And one of them is Movie Chatter Podcast.
Yeah, we'll start doing the opening credits halfway through, kind of like...
Yeah, you know, like they do on movies nowadays.
Well, like Mission Impossible, the last one, 29 minutes before...
Wow.
Before the title.
Wow, 29 minutes. That's extended intro.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's an interesting choice.
This episode, we're going to just let Don... We're going to let Don talk.
Oh,
because Don's the only
one. I want to hear about it.
We want to hear about Dune 2.
Dune 2, yeah.
You talk as much as you can without spoiling.
Without spoiling. Because qualifier.
Because literally you're not going to spoil it because we'll kill you.
Right.
Sold out shows. You can't get in the shows. You
it's all about
show, didn't you?
Clones.
It's harder if we all saw a movie and we're trying not to spoil it, but we'll give you the evil eye.
Yeah, he'll be more respectful of not spoiling it when we're in the room.
I totally will not spoil that movie. And yeah, Dune 2 is the big hit of the weekend. It has definitely gotten people to go to the theaters. When Zach...
And you went to the opening night midnight showing.
Yeah. I mean, I think you could get in on Thursday, for like early showing. But we went Friday night. 10:45 showing.
Did you get a poster or anything?
Did not get a poster. You know, I should
have
looked.
I don't know if they even still do that. I feel like they
We went to one that I wasn't familiar with. We went to,
North Shore.
North Shore. I'm familiar with it, but I don't know where they keep their posters.
Great sound system there.
Oh my gosh. We did
the best seats in the house?
Yeah. We did, you know what? It depends. We did
sometimes be a preference.
G15.
Oh,
so
that's perfect.
If you know that place, there's two rows. We were the second row back from where you have that drop off and you have
the
look against the wall.
You need the big wall.
We weren't against the wall.
Oh.
We were on the top of the wall.
You're on top of the wall. Okay, then.
There's like a mid drop off.
There's a mid drop off.
I used to have that written down. What were the best seats at North
Shore? I thought they. If you're looking at the screen, we were like dead center.
I like
that
upper level.
Like
square
right in the middle.
Okay.
But somehow the sound is, to me, I mean, it sounded good no matter where you are, but right.
Better if
you're
lower?
You have that back of you.
Oh.
It seemed to resonate the sound.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Basically,
right.
Do that.
I could see that.
So tell us all about it, Don.
Yeah, I would have to say that...
First of all, 10:45 you saw the movie.
Right, yeah, again, I was trying to explain how Zach got these tickets maybe a week ago. Called me up and was like, hey, you want to go see this movie with me and my buddy?
You were like, yes.
Yeah, I was like, hell yeah. And he said already... The 7 o'clock showing was
sold out.
Was down to single seats.
Okay, yep.
Single seats and crappy seats and stuff like that. Wow. And so it was like, do we want to go to a different theater or do we want to see it on a different day? Do you want to do it Saturday or something like that? Nope, we wanted to do
it.
Let's just do it. And so came home from work.
Did you drink some coffee at like 8 p.m.?
Took a nap.
A
nap. And, of all the nights, the days that I wanted to take a nap after work, I was not tired. But it was no problem because I was so excited for this movie.
Yeah, that helps.
Did you not eat like I told you to?
I definitely took your advice, Dave.
Lighter dinner, for
very,
sure.
Very, very light. Yeah. Yes,
you
absolutely.
You don't want to eat pot roast when you're going to stay up
late.
Nope,
did not at all. I wanted to be, just have that like energy, that just go, ready to run a marathon. And it was good. Got there.
3-hour movie, right?
Did get popcorn and a beverage. Went with Orange Crush.
Nice.
Went with sugar, but no caffeine.
You went straight Orange Crush or did you blend it?
I went straight Orange Crush.
Wow.
Yeah, I went straight Orange Crush.
Okay.
Zach did a blend.
Wait, now let's talk about the popcorn dispenser or cup. Was there anything special?
Oh, you know what? I actually...
Bill, you got to stretch this
before, out. Before I went to the theater, I'm looking at Dune stuff online a little bit, and if you went to AMC, they actually did have a really cool popcorn container that was, the top of it was the mouth of one of those worms.
Ooh.
And you actually would have to put your hand in through the little, bristly mouth teeth.
Oh,
Dave's going, I'm on AMC.
No, I actually... read an article. I could veer down such a tangent of male OnlyFans and you can't believe
that was a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
There's a whole
thing. Like, what are you sticking in that worm's mouth?
Right. There's a few. I mean, like OnlyFans is a thing, but if you're a male, you're not really going to make a lot of money. But there are probably a few.
Okay.
And one of them, I read, one of their big things they like to do, for some reason, is have sex with popcorn buckets.
Oh, well, this would be, of all the popcorn buckets, this would probably be good.
Oh my gosh, someone that designed that had that in mind.
His account shot through the roof when he had sex with it.
That's, oh my God. Well, I just saw a lady just grabbing a piece of popcorn out of it, and it actually looked difficult. Although I'm one of those popcorn guys that grabs like a big handful and pulls it out.
Is it paper or is it
No, there's no way. No, this
is
like a big plastic. It looks like something that you would attach to the top of a regular popcorn
it's
container.
It's a cover.
A cover. Right, it's a cover.
Did you get one?
I'm sure that
I said,
like polypropylene little tentacles or something.
No, that's at AMC.
AMC. The gentleman that was dispensing our popcorn, I mentioned it to him, and he said, "Well, you're talking about the popcorn, the popcorn lid."
He knows. I mean, he's in the industry.
That's AMC. Yeah, that's AMC.
He's heard of
it. If you want to see a video, I got no.
I actually love that because sometimes I feel like the people working there are just like,
this guy was completely disconnected,
but that's fun.
A middle-aged fellow.
Oh, perfect. He knows.
He was probably all the kids had already gone home. And he was the last guy standing. We were lucky to have, anybody even manning the concession stand at 10:45.
He's like, I'll do it, and I'm going to stay and watch a
show. But that set it up. We wolfed down our stuff. We
and
waited
it was
for
packed?
People to. No, like I said, 7 o'clock was packed. This was not packed at all. Actually, matter of fact, when the trailers just started, there was literally less than 10 people in the theater. And then by the time, 11 o'clock showed up and it was ending, I don't like it, but that's when everybody showed up.
Okay,
And there was something between 25 and 50 people, let's say.
That actually takes the fun out of it. I mean, didn't you enjoy waiting in line to be the first one to see a movie.
Like, I had flashbacks.
And whatever.
So when Dan and I went to the movie theater that I grew up on, you know, like up north.
Right.
I literally, I was like, oh my gosh, I remember like the line coming all the way out to here, to this door, like standing in, because it was, you know,
first come.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you had to get
there
early. You
got there early to get the good seats.
Mm-hmm.
People would have like purses or a jacket on there, and you'd be like, well, where is your friend? Because, because that seat looks available to
better,
me. You
like, better get here soon. The, the line's moving. Fights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Seinfeld where they're pressuring Elaine? And she doesn't want to. She's like, no, they're showing up. And they just sit there anyway.
Oh, so much fun. Different dynamic. Yeah. I don't know that there's anywhere practically that you buy tickets now and don't reserve your seat ahead of time.
Can I ask about trailers? Was there anything that we haven't seen?
I'm trying to remember. There was one trailer. Okay. It was mainly stuff that we had seen. Immaculate. The Cindy Sweeney movie. There was... Oh gosh, I'm drawing a blank. There was one good trailer in there. I can't remember it.
I mean, you can stretch this baby out because let me tell you, this is the show, Don.
Okay.
This is we're only doing.
I do feel like you get the best trailers before movies, like at the theater.
Yeah.
So I try to keep like some kind of writing utensil and a post-it or like. If I don't have that, I might cheat and even like I text it to myself.
Oh,
like
good.
I just keep a running list of film titles.
I should have done that because I don't remember it.
Right, because you always get out and you're like, what was that movie?
I do remember that most of them were like, it was the new Twister, which actually looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Twister. Oh, you saw the Twister.
Twister, yeah. I mean, so Twister on a big screen.
I'm going with Bill to see Twister.
Yeah.
Oh,
that looks good. With
one of my favorites of
Glenn Powell. He's the new hot fellow these
days. He is the new hot. He was all over Saturday Night Live.
Oh, was he? Okay.
I've probably seen the first Twister like 150 times.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It could be hard for it to live up to that, but that was good.
Did they show a King Kong? Godzilla one?
King Kong, yes.
How's that look on the big
Kong
screen?
Kong X Godzilla.
Planet of the Apes?
Looked really good.
Planet of the
Apes. It looked good. You know, I also like to see what Zach has, to, you know, how he feels about stuff. Although he's not a huge movie guy, believe it or not.
What did he think?
Yeah, well, when after the Godzilla was done, I looked over and was like, you interested in that? He's like, meh. It looks okay.
Meh.
You got to be into Godzilla
and
King Kong. And actually... It's so Kong-centric, or it's Kong... They really up the Kong in that movie. It's all about Kong.
It is.
It's all about the Kong.
Because America loves Kong more than they love Godzilla.
They do. They do. And in this one, there's like a whole, you know, bunch of them.
Don't even watch it. In the new little TV clip of Godzilla versus... Or Godzilla X Kong, there's a shot of... Kong jumping on Godzilla's back and holding on to one of his fins. He's riding Godzilla.
Oh my gosh.
That's fun.
That is ridiculous.
It's going to be fun.
You got to come up with some new stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
they've done a lot already.
Yeah. It looks fantastic though. That looked really good.
Did Twister look good?
Twister looks as good as it has.
How much popcorn did you get down before Dune started?
We got down about three quarters of the entire bucket. It was just me and Zach were eating it.
Because I remember Bill, when it was just us three at the theater, we could always send someone to get a refill.
Right. Before it starts?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's standard practice.
Just pound it.
I wanted to get a refresh on my drink because I kind of scarfed that down to like about... three quarters done, and then I had to nurse that the rest of the movie. And then we didn't really eat much popcorn because it was such a good movie.
It was engaging.
Spoiler alert.
Here it comes.
That, that we were like, I don't want to be chewing on stuff.
I want to hear it.
24 minutes in, people. Donna's about to tell us.
Kept you awake, right?
It definitely kept you awake. Yeah, I mean, part one was a great setup for part two. I mean, we've all seen part one probably by this point if you're interested in that. And it's a good... book, I guess. I don't read books, but but the first one was a great movie, and it's, you know, Denis Villeneuve, so he's, you know, it's got the awesome sound and the amazing visuals, but the first
very artistic
movie was like, It got to that last 15.
It's a tee up.
Yeah, the 15 minutes and the very end of it where, you know, after his father's died and he's on this new planet and they're trying, you know, he's kind of starting to bond with this new people.
Yeah.
The Arades, I believe is what they are called, the Arades, the desert, the sand people.
He's gaining some tribal respect.
Right, so that movie ends, and it literally picks up right there. I mean,
in that scene.
I mean, it is like,
cool,
bam, right there. They're still going down, you know, they remember Timothy Chalamet's character has a fight with that one mm-hmm. fellow, and they kill him, and they put him in a bag and are carrying him. They're still carrying that guy.
Oh, wow.
Were they filmed together? Were these actually filmed
together?
That's
a good question. I do not know that.
Probably.
Entirely possible. Yeah.
I do not know that.
It would have been efficient.
Yeah. I mean.
So, I mean, okay, let's.
There's going to be a third one, right?
So, I want to try to ask as many questions without trying to spoil it. So my question is, if you can grade them, how different of movies are they?
I would say this is more of a action movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is definitely more action.
Okay. And the
this
first is one is more narrative.
More narrative. Yes, absolutely. You know, again, like, you know, like let's say for instance, Blade Runner 2049, you know, that movie had kind of both of, That had like a slower portion to it. That's such a long movie as well.
Right.
It had, you know, a narrative section, whereas it also had a heavy action section towards the end. And this is such a big movie that they just had to split it in half. And you start with the narrative and you start with all the, you know, the description of what's going to happen. And this second one is, it's not the conclusion, but it absolutely is.
But it's the meat.
It's the meat. It's the when meat the, of story the story really gets going, and
lots of new characters.
That's what there. I told Dan. I was like, the first Dune pretty much ends as like the plot's kicking in.
Right.
Like,
right.
Okay, you know everybody.
Yeah.
We see kind of where this might go, and then
you get all the exposition.
Tune in for next time.
And you get all the foreshadowing of okay. Is he the one? Is he the special guy? And all of that. And then what this movie is.
You get the history.
Do they introduce bad guys that you just hate and you want to kill?
There's, you know, it's a lot of the same guys. You know, with
that disgusting.
Yeah. Baron Harkleman.
Right.
Yeah.
He's that one you hate.
Stellan Skarsgård. Yeah, he plays that guy who's just always taking a bath in, like, tar, you know, or whatever.
Right, right.
And then he's just so big that he, like, I don't know, somehow he's got something that plugs into his back and some balls are next to him and he's just flying everywhere.
He floats
just
everywhere.
Yeah. It's just, it's great. But the big new one is by the lovely Austin Butler.
Oh, right. I heard it's almost...
What?
I heard it's almost black and white when he's on the screen.
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, it's that... I mean, like...
It's a bland movie anyway.
At times, right. At times.
It's choicefully...
Right, definitely have their color palettes, you know, for this and that. And those people, those Harkonnens, or Stellan Skarsgård, the Baron, you know, he's all black and white, right? His face is white. They're very white. You know, Dave Bautista, he's one of them guys. He's all unwhite. And then everything behind him is black.
But so
they're all dressed in black.
So they're not actually, there's no black and white scenes. It's just a lack of color.
There's a lack of color. Yes.
Okay, that's cool.
Yes, right. Because there's still blood.
Yeah.
And so, yes, Austin Butler plays, I don't know. He plays like his nephew, maybe the Baron's nephew.
Okay.
Something like,
okay.
Like he's in the line.
Younger generation of evil.
In the line of possible leaders. You know? So he's maybe has a reason for maybe not wanting him to survive at all.
Is he in a fight scene where he has to kill somebody?
He's in many fight
scenes. Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay, because in the original, Sting played that.
Sting in the original movie played the one that Jason Momoa played in the first movie.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I thought for sure it was
right.
Austin he did not. Butler.
No. Okay. In Dune 1, Jason Momoa plays Duncan Idaho. Duncan Idaho is the same character that Sting plays.
Okay.
So I think he's dead by the second movie, and he's not in this movie at all.
I got another question for you. Do you feel after watching it that you need to watch it again? Like, will you, I really need to see it. Like, the first time I watched Dune,
yes,
it was 10 times better the second time through.
Probably, but it's actually not that complicated.
Okay.
And it's a great, I don't want to spoil it at all, but no, it could be one of the best science fiction movies ever made.
It's better than Foundation?
Wow. Foundation? The
series?
Oh, the series with the Isaac Asimov stories. For sure.
It's because it's epic.
It's very epic. It is. It's a solid story,
And it's timeless in a way.
It is.
That it could be past or future almost. Like, it's just a little bit.
Right. It doesn't seem like it.
Ambiguous in the way of where
they create such a good world, a complete world,
mm-hmm.
that, you can probably watch this in 20 years and it'll still seem really relevant.
Because there's like notes of futuristic technology, but then there's like notes of indigenous peoples. Oh, and
absolutely. That's huge part of this movie all those sand people, on the one hand, they're so futuristic. They wear all these, they wear these suits that recycle their
sweat,
sweat, and they're cooling them and all that. But yet they still
around with oxygen supplement.
And they all use knives. It seems very.
In the States, we have Coors.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or in bourbon. Was there a scene where it's like somebody sneezes and then somebody says,
yes.
You're losing water because you've sneezed.
It wasn't a sneeze. It was vomit.
Oh, gross. Don't
let it go. Don't let. Somebody's pregnant in the movie. And, okay.
Oh, good Lord.
And don't let it go.
Yeah. But that's just one of the ways they emphasize how they recycle water. It's true.
Like, dehydration is critical.
So that same guy takes a tear from somebody and puts it in his mouth because he didn't want to waste that. He did not go after the vomit, though. He did.
Yeah,
he let that one go.
Speaking of tears, is there any moment in the movie
that rips your heart out?
Like, you're like, I'm going to start leaking.
I don't know so much about leaking as that I definitely had some tingles of exhilaration.
Ooh.
From motivational speeches.
Oh, okay. Like,
and things I love like that. Some solid laying monologues. Yes,
right, exactly. And the interesting thing about it is that the person was talking in that made-up language.
Oh, so you had to read it?
Right. So that made-up language that was like, okay. It's sort of Arabic-y.
Sure.
The Arades, the desert
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
It was Timothy Chalamet. We all kind of know what this story is like, but there's a lot of subtitles in this movie. They speak that.
Really?
Cool. Arabic-y, let's just say, that foreign desert language a lot.
Okay.
A lot. And yeah, you have to read it. And yeah, it was, some of it was so cool. It was like,
that does keep you, it keeps you really tied.
It does. It does. Yeah. They don't do it in a way where, it's like an action scene or something like that where it'll be really distracting to do it, but there's definitely a lot of that. And it had a really solid story with a lot of depth and feelings it connects on like all levels. It connects on acting. The acting was excellent, even the small parts.
Gosh, the cast on this.
Right.
All the way down the line.
Florence Pugh has a pretty good part in this. Pretty large.
Didn't know Florence Pugh was in this?
I didn't know it was a large part.
Oh, okay. I was like,
it's not like every. It's certainly not like Zendaya or Timothy Chalamet or.
Well, Zendaya had like nothing in the first one.
Right? No, she's huge in this one.
Okay.
Like Christopher Walken, Josh Brolin, I love. And
Christopher
Javier
Walken
Bardem.
Is the one where that was the only one that I said,
Christopher Walken, what are you doing here?
I was like, whenever I see him now, he's so comical and has been parodied so much with his voice.
Yeah.
It was a little bit tough for me because he plays like an elder statesman in the movie. And it's like, I just wanted him to like go. I can't do an impression of him, but if somebody could do an impression of him, you know how he's got that lilting voice or whatever. Yeah. But he actually had some really good scenes. And by the end of it, you don't think of him as silly Christopher Walken.
When you look at this movie, do you see the budget?
Oh, I would imagine.
Holy crap, is this a expensive movie? And is it like at no time do you go, ooh, that effect looks not so good?
Yeah, I bet.
No. Or is it perfect?
You can see grains of sand and everything.
Do you really
believe
there are giant worms?
Yeah.
You can't believe. I mean, giant worms are a huge part of this movie.
Yes,
and they are like so cool.
Well, I'm a creature feature guy.
Oh my God! There's some. I mean, I won't give it away at all, but there is some really cool shit with giant worms.
Okay,
even like baby worms have a have a segment in this.
I imagine a baby worm is still pretty big.
Probably would eat you.
It's about as big as an anaconda. But they possess something that is necessary for something. And yeah, I mean, acting in all the great
babies.
I am for sure going to see this week.
What else? The design and special effects.
Kelly's on the beach.
So good. The design. You would. Maybe you'll be near a sandy beach and you'll go, oh, I'm so appreciative of water because they have no water. You know, they even talk about Zendaya and Timothy Chalamet talk about.
I think they should all talk like this
because
they're so scratchy throats.
They want to just have a sip, just a sip.
They've evolved. They're okay. They operate with less saliva in their mouth, and you automatically conserve.
They do. I mean, it's got such good depth of like, you know, the world that they're building. Speaking of water, I'll give you a tiny little bit away. There's one bit where, you know, if somebody dies, they will take all their water. They will take their water.
Oh, that's
and of course.
But they put it into a pool that they don't touch. This is the water that's returned. And even though it looks like a big pool, they don't.
That's a cool detail.
Yeah, it's like a, you know, just sort of a.
A homage,
a religious sort of thing that gives them respect. It's like where you return. It's not the ashes.
You pay it forward to their
Do you?
That was really
spiritual.
Do you guys
enjoy
stuff like that?
Do you enjoy?
That's cool.
Behind the scenes pictures or like still shots.
Yes.
Like Philip Duke has been sending me some old stuff from like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Ooh.
Really good stuff. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
So
I do love
what I would
stuff.
Really like would be Timothy Chalamet, you know, in their like full Dune outfit on the and then sucking a bottle of water. That would be great.
You have like a Gatorade.
Glug, glug, glug.
Now, is this all take place on the desert planet or do they have other scenes?
It's mainly on the desert planet when they go to the Harkonnens.
That's what I heard. It's pretty much condensed to. Right. One planet.
They will go back to where the big fat guy is in his tub of tar.
Yeah.
Okay. On their planet, you know, and so that's about it. And then, but in those cases, it's pretty much his big palace.
It's not environmental.
Right. It's not. There's no big action that happens there. Now, okay. If they're going to do anything, those people are actually going to go to that other planet where the.
Because they got to put the smack down.
Have you seen the original Dune?
The spice.
Because I never did, and I only watched the original one until it got to the end of Dune Part 1. Because I didn't.
Because that's only one movie,
right, so I realized I would be spoiling it if I watched the whole thing. I never watched it. My question is, does this movie end at the same point of the original movie?
Well, there's going to be a part three, so
I don't remember.
But I think that might go into a different book.
I don't remember, but I do know that, yes, I was surprised. Actually, before we went to the theater, Zach was telling me, he's like, there's going to be a Dune 3. And I for some reason, poo-pooed him.
And let me tell you, if they make a Dune 3, there's going to be a Dune 4.
Well, I'll tell you.
Because we were just talking about guys going, we don't need any more money, do we? Should we stop making movies?
Right.
We have all these Dune suits. What are we going to do with them?
You have all the effects.
Right. They're all there. No, I mean, I won't spoil it at all, but this movie ends satisfactorily, but also with a definite cliffhanger.
Soft toss for another plot line.
Yes. Okay. And there, I mean, if you look on IMDb, they already have a Dune 3.
Speaking of a soft toss, is there a spot for Sydney Sweeney in part 3?
I'm sure she could be somebody's.
She'd be one of those nuns that comes in and makes you.
With all those little fringy things. Is there a lot of people with the fringes?
Mm. Oh, there's people with the fringes. Yeah. Rebecca Ferguson.
Oh, right.
Is great phenomenal. In this as his mom.
She does. She plays such a ethereal queen mother. Like, she nailed that.
Yes, yes. And that's exactly what she is in this movie. And there are people with those gigantic, you know, bird cages on their heads and the drapery around them walking around. It all works so well. They don't push anything to the point where you get bored with it. The movie, even though it's 2 hours and 45
minutes. Or that it's distracting too much.
It's 2:45?
Wow. It's 2:45.
What time did you get in your car?
Like 1:45, 1:50. Yeah, I got home at 2, right?
Did it wreck your Saturday?
No, I got up by 7:30.
That's perfect for a Friday night because then you're not stressed. You don't have to get up early.
Yeah, you got a couple of days to recover.
And how was the romance between, did you feel the romance between Zendaya's character and Timothée
Chalamet?
Chalamet's?
Absolutely. Oh, well, they're seeing their kiss right there.
Because I remember in the original, I had a crush on Sean Young. Mm-hmm. Who's now played by Zendaya here.
Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. There is tension between them.
Beautiful people.
Oh, yeah. So beautiful. And they play, you know, she's not a high up person in that, you know, tribe of people. But she is definitely like a leader or you know, a respected fighter amongst them all.
Right,
And he is, you know, thought to be, you know,
the chosen one.
And so there is a sort of a battle between him wanting to be a chosen one and also, you know, pushing back against that and saying, I'm just a person who wants to help you guys succeed. And so that is the conflict in their relationship. They do have a strong bond, but there is this.
You need someone close. Yeah. To see your weaknesses, but still believe in you.
Right. And then also she doesn't want him to sort of take heart to that. I'm the one. She wants him to push back against that and say, you know, I'm just a person.
Right.
Don't let these people start to worship you.
A little more realistic.
Because that's right. I mean, there's a lot of sort of religious zealots in that group of
he's
people.
He's the Messiah.
Right, and so she just, you know, wants
There's
him to be...
There's never a good ending for that role.
Yep, yep, yep.
Just saying.
But the cinematography, the directing, it's epic, it's jaw-dropping.
How about
the sound?
The sound.
The
well,
sound.
Well, I was going to say music, the soundtrack.
I was told by someone on a different podcast that it is going to be the best Blu-ray you will ever get.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I believe
you know
it.
That, I think, I mean...
Huge bass.
I have two words that I wrote down after sound, and it was wow, exhilarating. It was definitely, it made the move. I mean, it certainly kept me up.
Oh my gosh.
We watched it in this giant theater with Dolby Atmos.
So you'd be losing something if you watched it on a 32-inch TV.
Yes.
With
I mean,
a regular little speaker.
It's got those big action scenes, and this movie does have the big action fight scenes, war scenes, battle scenes, where there's just a thundering rumble of
humanity,
giant engines and spaceships and things like that.
Is there
and
like then, death, like a lot of death, like visually on the screen? Or no,
not anything similar grotesque. To the first one. Yeah, nothing similar. I mean, there's definitely the
or do you assume people
the,
are
the
dead?
Brutal slit throat, you know, throat slitting.
Okay,
that they don't, you know, make very graphic. Except when the guy goes to the ground, then there's a big pool of blood or something like that.
But that's not like overtly grotesque in your face.
No. It was the first one had some of that stuff as
you'll
well.
You'll see some blood in battle.
Right. Somebody's going to get taken out. There's a lot of that. Austin Butler slits some throats. But as far as the sound goes, the coolest thing about that is part of the visual effects, part of the way that it's designed, part of the science fiction part of it. It's sort of anti Star Warsy, where they have a lot of real like bullet type weapons. So
smart,
you have an amazing sound because it's like bullets in the future where it's just just blasting of just massive amounts of carnage instantaneously.
Oh God.
And
mini cannons.
Yeah, really cool lasers that just blast through stuff like you've never seen. It's different kind of sci-fi stuff. It's definitely, if you compare it to the big ones like Star Wars and that kind of stuff, it's very different from that. That's the thing that I think is so cool. They still have all of those dragonfly ships.
Oh, yeah.
And the weird ships that look like a honeycomb, like a giant beehive, rather.
Oh, yeah.
You know, with legs on it. So just really, 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 really cool. I would say it's an A+.
A plus.
I was just asking for a grade.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if there was any weaknesses, but
I mean,
A plus is.
I would say
allow that.
Christopher Walken for about 15 minutes was the only weakness in the movie.
That's usually
and
what
it
happens.
Wasn't even a weakness.
Only by way of distraction.
It was only like, oh, okay. It just, got me distracted.
You're like, I know that you're Christopher Walken. I just don't.
And it was not even bad. He wasn't even bad. It was the only, I mean, that's so
too
minor.
Too well known.
Yeah.
That's so tough. That
is tough.
Happens.
It's like, very tough. And I have no doubt that Christopher Walken could rise to the occasion of any role he would play, but.
And he did. It was only because I love comedies and that I know, you know, people, him doing funny stuff on Saturday Night Live.
Right.
You know, more cowbell. I see him saying that kind of thing.
One of the things I love most about him is that he has never taken himself seriously.
Yeah.
And too seriously, anyway.
So go watch it. Go see it.
I'm definitely going to see it this week. Well,
like an action painting.
You are excited. Best sci-fi movie of all time? Is that what you said?
I mean, people have said that, and I would say, show me a better one.
All right, well, we'll have a full spoiler review when we've all seen it.
Yes.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
We'll spoil the shit out of it.
That sounds really fun.
I think you did good. I mean...
Oh, good.
You made me excited to see the movie.
Right? Even more than I was.
Didn't bite it. Didn't give you too much away, right?
And someone listening that has seen it already, I think.
Gosh,
maybe
this
they
color
were going,
palette.
Yeah.
I swear, this like would not have been possible.
Before
20
HDR.
Years ago, maybe even 10. Just
the
chroma
contrast.
Choices. Yes.
It's a good one.
All right.
It gives them so much opportunity. It's amazing.
All right, until next time, goodbye.
10-4 over and out.
See you, boys.
Later.